that you can do. It doesn't involve spending thousands of dollars a year on fitness clubs or any of that. There's stuff that you can just do in your own lifestyle that can change. Also, coming up a little bit later on the show, very excited when we get to have Victoria Seaman with us. Victoria Seaman's a city councilwoman seeking re-election. She is a hard worker. I've had a chance to watch her political career when she was a member of the assembly. And boy, as a member of the assembly, nobody worked constituent service better than Victoria Seaman. She and on the city council, she's been the same way. I mean, they've got events every week in Ward 2. I mean, it's crazy, but it's true. So Victoria Seaman will join us. Also, one of the things we're going to do over the course of the next couple of, mainly the next couple of hours, I want you to hear a montage because Joe Manchin, who made some really important decisions politically and challenged the leadership in his own party to vote with the Republicans, Joe Manchin is being protested like crazy. I mean, it's really sad what's going on in West Virginia. Joe Manchin may be in some political hot water because of what he did relative to HR1, relative to packing the courts, relative to a whole bunch of other stuff, changing the rules in the Senate. And he's a pretty strong guy. But even he, I'll bet you, would admit that he is in some political trouble in his own home state of West Virginia. We'll talk about that. It's all coming up. We're going to talk about your health in the next half hour and how it's going to impact you and your family. Christine Hronek will join us. That's all coming up. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Gunfire erupted in New York City's subway system during rush hour this morning, and the suspect is still on the loose hours later. New York Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell explains what happened.
Just before 8:24 this morning, as a Manhattan-bound N train waited to enter the 36th Street station, an individual on that train donned what appeared to be a gas mask. He then took a canister out of his bag and opened it. The train at that time began to fill with smoke. He then opened fire, striking multiple people on the subway. and in the platform.
In all, at least 10 people were shot. 5 of them are in critical but stable condition. There are stiff penalties for anyone found guilty of violating Oklahoma's brand new abortion law.
Under the bill, anyone convicted of performing an abortion would face up to 10 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. The bill does not authorize criminal charges against a woman for getting an abortion.
Correspondent Rita Foley says the measure easily passed the Republican-controlled House and Senate and was signed into law today by Oklahoma's GOP governor. The latest inflation numbers are out. Over the past year, prices are up 8.5%. E.J. Antoni says with the Heritage Foundation says inflation in March increased by 1.2%.
That may not sound like a lot, but if you have 1.2% every month for a whole year, that's 15.4% annual inflation. At that rate, prices are going to double in less than 5 years. That's scary.
President Biden is in Iowa this afternoon to announce the suspension of a federal rule that prevents the sale of higher ethanol blend gasoline this summer. He hopes it lowers prices at the gas pump. More on these stories at townhall.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, some good news, bad news when it comes to traffic fatalities. Nevada has seen a dip in traffic fatalities compared to the same time last year, but Clark County's numbers have gotten worse when compared to the first quarter of just a year ago. Through March, there have been 70 crash-related fatalities on Silver State roads. That's a 14% drop compared to the first quarter of 2021. But Clark County accounted for 59 of those, a 23% increase compared to just a year ago. Pedestrian fatalities are also up in Clark County, with 21 deaths in Southern Nevada through March. That's up 17% compared to last year. According to reports in the Review Journal, a teenager shot on Monday in Northwest Las Vegas has died. 16-year-old Christian John Murphy was shot around 6 a.m. in the foothills near Fort Apache and Flamingo. He later died at University Medical Center. Metro Police said the teen was armed with a gun when he was involved in an argument with a person walking a dog who was also armed and ended up shooting the teen in self-defense. Authorities said that shooting was in self-defense, and they do not expect to make any arrests in that case.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Now, those lane restrictions continue downtown on Interstate 515, and that's going to slow you down both directions. Eastbound at Main Street and westbound at Eastern as they complete that construction project. It's going to be all year, though. They're going to complete that at the end of December.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. Think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Wouldn't we all like that? Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. Don't wait. Call right now. 702-965-2016. That number again, I'll read it slowly. 702-965-2016. You know, I was looking at the calendar, and here we are, Tuesday, April the 12th. Summer is just around the corner, and a lot of us are in pretty bad shape. We've had a tough winter, and a new survey just out. 53% of Americans don't consider their lifestyle, quote, healthy, unquote. And the same number don't feel capable of improving their health. That was a scary prospect for me, and I'm thinking in my own life that I'm not as physically fit as I should be. What is there that can be done? Is there a quick fix, or is this something that takes a lot of time? Christine Horonic is a three-time champion fitness competitor, the author of the new book, Unlock Your Macro Type, and joins us. Christine, first of all, thanks for joining us. Do you buy into these numbers? Does this comport with what you see on the ground?
It sounds about right. I mean, I'm surprised the number's not actually higher, to be honest with you.
Oh, really? Really? Tell me what, you know, we always, when we make New Year's resolutions, we say, well, I'm going to get more physically fit. And that lasts about all of 3 days, and then you get doing something else. Are there things that people can do right now today that can impact their body type come summer?
Absolutely. There are plenty of things that we can do. And, you know, the first thing is going to be involving applying a caloric deficit. So, you know, it doesn't mean starving, but it does mean the number of calories that you consume does need to be less than the number of calories you need to sustain your current body mass.
Talk a little bit about, you know, because I don't know of a lot of people that look at every ingredient in every food. And in fact, if they're like me and they eat a lot of their meals out, you do less and less of that. How can you create that caloric deficit you talk about?
So one thing you can do is obviously you can track your food, or you could figure out how many calories that you absolutely need to be consuming. You can put a meal plan together around that. I mean, there's a lot of different ways, but I would definitely say you need to have an awareness of what your maintenance calories are. And that can be calculated, that can be determined. You need to know your basal metabolic rate. That's how many calories you need to sustain your current body mass at rest. You can type that into an online calculator for BMR. You can just Google, you know, BMR, put your age, height, and weight, and it's going to give you a certain number of calories. That's just to sustain your current body. That doesn't include, like, any activity or, you know, exercise. But once you know that value, you need to be eating 500 calories less than the sum of your BMR and your daily movement.
I've got friends who monitor what they eat, but not by calorie, but more by food type. For instance, they want to add more protein to their diet. Is that a way of combating bad health?
Absolutely. You know, increasing your protein intake will definitely help. And when your body is in a positive nitrogen balance, which occurs when you do consume more protein, your body is able to burn fat as a fuel source.
I want to ask you, because something that I know you have espoused runs counter to what I understand, but maybe you can explain it to me. The idea on focusing on adding to your plate, not taking away. Is that true?
Absolutely. So when you're focusing on adding to the plate, what I mean is you want to be adding more protein. You want to be adding more vegetables, more lean greens, more fiber, things of that nature. So many people start thinking, I can't eat this, I can't eat that. Instead, focus on the nutrients your body needs.
I want to ask you about something that a lot of people have started doing that, and again, here in Las Vegas, it's going to be real difficult to do, but that's the idea of eliminating alcohol. What does alcohol do to one's caloric intake?
It's not just alcohol. They're like, okay, that adds up, that's calories, but it pauses your body's ability to metabolize fat for 48 to 72 hours. So if you could just cut alcohol, even if you didn't change how you eat, like just cutting out alcohol alone, you're going to see serious benefits.
I know a lot of people with, for instance, Medicare Advantage, seniors, who get a free membership to a health club. One of the things I know you talk about is weight training. How does weight training impact all of this?
So working out with weights, it enables your body to reveal more lean muscle definition. And by shifting the primary focus of your fitness regimen to weight training, you're going to be able to burn more body fat at rest and improve the appearance of your physique. Because when some people just start losing weight, you know, they might actually be losing water weight. You might actually even be losing muscle. So if you're burning and lifting weights, it's going to make sure that your body's actually burning fat and you're holding on to the muscle.
Christine Horonic joining us, H-R-O-N-E-C. She is the author of a brand new book, Unlock Your Macro Type. What is your macro type? Can you explain the title?
Yes. So your macro type is a gauge of what foods you need to be consuming to properly fuel your body. Some people are fat-fueled. Some people are protein-fueled. Other folks are carb-fueled. Once you know your macro type, it's going to enable you to properly fuel your body and accelerate your fat loss.
Logic always tells you the easy way, the quick way, is not always the best way. But is it possible that when it comes to developing a healthy lifestyle, that you can make changes like right now, today, and see the difference in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or by summer? Is that true?
The answer is 100% yes. So understanding your macros, again, macros is short for macronutrients. It's the things that your body needs in large quantities to survive. So we're talking protein, carbs, and fat. If you know what your macros are supposed to be, think of it like turning the GPS on. It's going to give you that like turn-by-turn guidance taking you from point A to point B so you're not just wandering around aimlessly trying to get to your goal. It's going to really target it and give you goals. So that way, you're not only losing weight, but the quality of that weight is true fat loss, not just losing water weight.
If people want to find out more about your book, where can they find it? And is it one of these books that you can get at Amazon and better booksellers everywhere?
Absolutely. So Unlock Your Macro Type is available on hardcover, ebook, and audiobook on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, everywhere books are sold. And it's a great guide to, there's quizzes, there's meal plans, there's workouts. It's going to tell you exactly what to do. And it's a tool to help you with self-discovery. So if you're stuck and you're really trying to do this and you just can't seem to have that breakthrough, this is going to help you get there.
Christine, thank you so much for sharing some of your tips. I really appreciate it. I'm going to check out your book myself. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Christine Horonic, a three-time champion fitness competitor and the author of the new book, Unlock Your Macro Type. I promised I would let you hear from no less than the left. because in West Virginia, they were out in force over the last couple of days, and they're protesting Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin did one of the most courageous. You want to talk about profiles in political courage? He is a good example of that. But now he's facing a backlash from many of his constituents. I'm willing to bet a lot of these people aren't from West Virginia. They say they are, but I'd be willing to bet that there are some of these people that are just they're just protesters, paid protesters. This was a montage from Fox News Channel. Joe Manchin protests in West Virginia. This is cut number three, by the way, Jim. Cut number three, the montage of Joe Manchin protests in West Virginia. Listen to this.
They got everybody. Stay back.
Manchin! We are out here outside of the Grantown Power Plant today, which burns GOB, which is coal waste. It's the dirtiest coal you can burn. And Manchin profits $500,000 a year from the trucks that bring in that coal. And at the same time, he serves as the chair of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. This is a huge conflict of interest, and time and time again, Manchin will claim that he's trying to do what's best for West Virginians while West Virginians are here. West Virginians are begging him to pass meaningful climate legislation.
Manchin has a lot of power nationwide and came here to help us call him out on his self-dealing when he's not doing what the people of West Virginia want and need him to do.
West Virginians do not appreciate what he is doing and that he isn't standing up for West Virginian. Like what West Virginians want.
On every turn, he has either lied or didn't know what he was saying. But more importantly, I think he has just lied and he's decided that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce agenda is better than the agenda for the people of West Virginia and the people of the United States.
Yeah. Well, I would be willing to bet, I think we had an indication that at least one of those protesters was from out of state. They're just professional protesters. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I don't know about you, but I love the opening of the Major League Baseball season. For the next 7 months, you can watch baseball in any neighborhood sports bar. But over the last few years, I had trouble hearing table conversations during televised games. That's why I'm glad I asked Steve Romeo of Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing a few months ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, even close friends don't know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
Opioid pain medication took everything that I had. Nothing mattered more than getting my fix. I was on the verge of being homeless. My house was being foreclosed on. Knowing that it could have been prevented makes it worse.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Inspire Solar Solutions. Find out how you can immediately save 10 to 20% on your power bill. And with federal tax incentives on for a limited time, you can save 26% plus no out-of-pocket costs. Call them right now. My buddy Thad Olger is waiting to take your call. Here's the number. Just ask for the information. There's no obligation. 702-518-9646. That's 702-518-9646. 9646. Thad Olger waiting to take your call right now. He'll answer all your questions. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas standing by. An NFL owner is in hot water. He's been in hot water before for hiring practices and a bunch of other stuff. But now it looks like he may be in some serious legal jeopardy. We're talking about Dan Snyder of the, what is it, the Washington Redskins, the Washington football team, the Washington Commanders, whatever. But he's in some legal jeopardy right now, is he not?
He is indeed. In fact, the U.S. House Oversight and Reform Committee is exploring potential financial improprieties. We'll put it that way. As it looks like, at least this is a report in the Washington Post, that the team may have withheld as much as $5 million in refundable deposits for season ticket holders. And the team may have hidden cash, which was also shared with other NFL franchises. So they may be in trouble with the league as well as legal jeopardy. And it's not a good look, especially as you mentioned. Remember, our own coach here of the Las Vegas Raiders, John Gruden. Remember, he lost his job because of an email chain with a former employee with the Washington Redskins at that time when he was a play-by-play announcer on Monday Night Football, and he wasn't even employed by the league. Of course, that cost him his job, but that was, they were investigating some sexual improprieties there. So they're in some deep doo-doo. They're going through the process. Everybody deserves at least the defense and the benefit of the doubt. And I'm sure this is not the last we're going to be hearing from this, but I think the bottom line here, Kevin, is I think the other owners are going to say, hey, Dan, it's time to go.
Hey, I'm going to take you live now to Menlo, Iowa. And the president is trying to explain the 8.5% spike in inflation. Let's take you there live now.
Oh, yeah. In this giant barn. Look.